in recent times, especially 2023, and let's admit it, for me personally, it was real, like it really fucked with my flow. And it really tested so much of like what felt good for me. And I couldn't quite answer that question. But all I knew was like, keep going, Rubes, one foot in front of the other. You can do this. It's possible for you to break through this. And something new is coming in. I feel like I'm on the other side of that now. And it feels so damn good to say those words. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. Thank you for clicking play and for bending some time, some energy with me today. I wanted to drop in with a life and business update. We've had so many epic guests and massive topics that I've wanted to showcase here on the podcast. It's been wonderful to be able to do that. But every now and again, I have these urges to share what's going on in my life. And I find the most comforting and easy place to do this is the podcast. It always has been the case. It feels like me and the microphone. I don't have a glass of wine with me today, which is missing, but it is a very rainy day outside. It feels like a good time to just stop and reflect on a couple things because we're about to come to the end of quarter one of 2024. And it's just overall the full moon's just happened. Yeah, it's just a good time to kind of reflect. So I really hope that these business life updates does a couple of things. One is it gives you that like real talk, which I know I always desire to lean into when I think about entrepreneurs that I respect and that I follow. And it's always nice to kind of see what's going on their side of the fence. And I think there's a lot of merit. There's a lot of life that comes from vulnerability and authenticity. And then you kind of just realize everyone's going through their own stuff in some way. And it's okay that there are moments where it feels a bit meh and it feels a bit challenged. And yet we still get to come together and celebrate all of the big wins. So intention-wise, I hope that it also gives you this little stopping point. There's something that I might say today that's like, yeah, that's true. You know, like I do think that as well, or I need to go and look at this. And it's just a different way to connect in with the lifeblood of your business and also the lifeblood of the energetics that runs the business, all those wonderful things. So where shall I start? You know, I think where I want to begin is content and social media. I've had a really wonderful run with socials in the last 6 months since November last year. I remember feeling extremely frustrated with all things social media. The platforms that I was primarily on seemed to have felt like everything was sort of going downwards and the spiral around it. You just have to go back to my episodes in November and you'll hear me talking about that quite a lot. I was blaming the algorithm. I was frustrated that my content wasn't getting seen and engaged upon. And ever since that time when I did this big burning ceremony, and I also did this exercise where I fold time. So there's a exercise inside of Flow State Business, which I call cognitive resonance theory. And it helps back the consolidation of your intentions inside at a cellular level, inside of your cells, inside of the way that your neural pathways are formed. It's a very cool thing. So anyway, I did that. And ever since then, the wheel has been turning. So much so now I've gained 5,000 followers since November. I have had a massive spike in my engagement. I'm loving my social media strategy right now. The tappings are going incredibly awesome. And even my talking videos, like it took me a while to realize that I'd love to be an aesthetic girl, but I'm not necessarily the aesthetic girl as much as I'd love to have vibey music and slow motion images of me walking across the street in some cool outfit that I'm wearing of the day. I realize where I actually really shine is sitting down in front of camera and just having a good old-fashioned organic talk and sharing what's going on in my day or what I'm learning and basically being the teacher archetype. That's who I am. I've always been that. I've always loved being that. And it's funny, isn't it? Sometimes you could come full circle around what's trending and what you think you need to be for social media when really it's what is the most natural state in which you communicate and present to others around you. That's no different to being on socials and stamping your authority out there and being that coach or being that mentor or being that go-to. So that was actually really awesome. Where I am feeling quite frustrated is actually the podcast. And it's not you guys. Like, I know I've got so many incredible listeners. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people listening in every single week. Hi, I love you and I appreciate you. But where it's felt a little bit wonky and frustrating is there's been a lot going on with not being able to track podcast listens and downloads because of the way that Apple is now not allowing the downloads to be tracked. Like there's this whole thing. I've been in podcast threads and I've been in Facebook groups and inside of these, like these groups where they're talking about the way around to look at how many listeners you're getting. And on the outset, so if any of you are noticing that you're getting a drop in podcast downloads, it may not necessarily be the case, right? Like it's just because the tracking of it is now very different. And a lot of third-party providers, like I use Buzzsprout, for example, can't get through to track how many Apple listens we're getting or what a download is exactly. And so that can be quite frustrating because if the data is not reflecting something that tells your brain it's successful, it's doing well, things are trending upwards, listeners are listening, then that can feel quite disappointing. So I really want to share what I'm doing to keep my energy really focused on no matter what the data is saying. I know that this is the place where I want to be. This is how I want to spend my time every single week, sitting down with all of you, recording episodes, because I personally love podcasts. I listen to it at the gym, driving. I much prefer listening to podcasts than listening to radio for sure and all the ads that you might cop on some other platforms that you're listening to. So I want to set more intention around social media as a whole heading into the rest of this year. Like I want to create more organically on TikTok, more organically on YouTube Shorts, really honing in on what you guys want to hear from me on the podcast, still keeping up with our vlogs, but not as much. So doing 2 vlogs a month as opposed to a vlog every single week and rearranging the time that I'm spending on each social media platform. Because as you know, if you're also a coach and mentor, it's a lot. And I can only imagine what it might feel like for some of you who don't have a Deb, right? Like Deb on my team, she is my social media amazing backbone and star. Like she just helps me look fantastic on socials. She edits me up. She keeps me really on the straight and narrow with so many content ideas and all those wonderful things that if you don't have a Deb in your life, I can only imagine how difficult it might be. But ultimately, as the creator, it comes down to you and holding the discipline around how you want to share your message in this world. And as much as I want to do this for me and documenting the journey, I equally, if not more, want to do this for all of you so that you can go ahead and live amazing lives and have this flow inside of your business like I do. So I'm holding the fort with the podcast right now. I am feeling sometimes like incredibly excited with what's coming as I look at the guest register and people that are coming on and the topics I want to speak about, but just managing the frequency around not being able to fully track the data is sometimes feeling like I'm going in a little bit blind. But there is, you know, there's other ways that you can track podcast metrics, not just in terms of downloads, but in terms of listen score and global ranking. So I listennotes.com, by the way, is where you might want to go to check out your podcast and how it ranks. I looked at mine the other day and I'm in the top 1% of global rank. So I'm very, very thrilled and happy with that. And I'm so grateful and I want to continue to do this. And because I'm such a high achiever, I want it to be at like 0.05% by the end of this year. So let's see if we can move the needle there for sure. Okay, some other areas that are really, really exciting for me right now are client enrollments and sales. It's just going uppity, uppity, uppity. And I am thrilled to report that because I know that a lot of us here have felt the maybe the complete opposite or just a neutral kind of stuck energy around this. So much work has been going on behind the scenes. Like I don't even know where to start to try and explain how much work has been happening. But if anyone has read that Marie Kondo book about, you know, the life-changing magic of tidying up, I think that's the title. Oh, you know that her step one is to empty out all the drawers and pull everything off the shelves and put on the ground and pick each piece up and ask, is this giving me joy? And if it doesn't, then it's out. That is literally how it's felt inside of the business. And I'm so grateful. I have a very key team member, Ali, who is my head of marketing operations, seriously, just a real compass for me right now. And her and I have been doing this for the last 6 months and I have been exhausted and tired and she's held me through a lot of frustrating moments, a lot of moments where I've literally spat the dummy and I've had a full temper and I've had these moments where I just feel really low and really down on myself. Like, have I made the right decision? Not so much to hire Ali, certainly not, but in terms of turning the business upside down. And I have to go back to the original attention, because I knew deep down, and maybe some of you are here as well, that if I wasn't changing anything in terms of my structure, in terms of how I was launching, in terms of how I was selling, I knew that things were going to keep going south, and that was not cool. I did not start my business 5 years ago in order to see it kind of live out this very lulled out period. Nothing in my energy space is lull. Everything in my energy space is fire, fast moving flow, high flow, let's go, trying out different things. But, you know, in recent times, especially 2023, and let's admit it, for me personally, it was real, like it really fucked with my flow. And it really tested so much of like what felt good for me. And I couldn't quite answer that question. But all I knew was like, keep going, Rubes, one foot in front of the other. You can do this. It's possible for you to break through this. And something new is coming in. I feel like I'm on the other side of that now. And it feels so damn good to say those words. Oh, and I definitely don't want to say it like, ha ha, look at me, I made it through, where are you? I want to say this in a point of view of hang in there, sister and brothers, because the time is coming for you to really experience what it feels like to be on the other side of shaking out the old things that don't serve anymore, and knowing that now you're setting yourself up for the big game, right? You're setting yourself up for playing a bigger game, scaling out the business, being able to take on more, being able to see how that time scale capacity works for you in the quantum. And if that sentence completely did not make sense to you, it's like, as you think about big CEOs or Fortune 500 leaders or amazing, you know, athletes who are doing big things in this world, how do they actually get more out of their time? How do they get more out of their body? How do they get more out of their performance and success? It's because they've taken these steps to rejig a few things, restructure a few things in order to allow yourself to expand even in the same time-space reality, right? So, oh, that has been happening. I've loved it. Hi, my loves. I hope you are loving this episode as much as I have loved creating it for you. I'm quickly dropping in to let you know of a flow tool, which I think you will love to have alongside you in your business and definitely your more complex goals that you might be setting for yourself. This is a tool which is steeped in flow science. It's a 90-minute audio flow track filled with my favorite lo-fi productivity beats, and it is soaked with the best subliminals to help you call in more focus, more impact, more income, and more productivity than ever. If you are wanting to experience this level of time dilation, of folding time, of getting more done in a shorter period of time, then this is what you'll need in your business. I'm going to leave the links below. And for now, let's head back to the episode. So one of the things that I'm really, really proud of is the fact that I haven't needed to have launched or relied so heavily on what was my key social media selling platform in 2021, 2022, and a little bit of 2023, which was Instagram. Now, I'll create a different episode on this because I think this will be very juicy, but I am still collecting my thoughts because of a couple of things that's still running in the background. But I'll just put this out there. If you want me to record this, can you actually come over to Instagram and let me know? And the topic is going to be something like, if I were to still be as heavily reliant on Instagram as I was a year ago, my business would be DEAD. Dead, gone, plateaued, who knows what else. And I know that this is going to resonate with a lot of you because my paid clients are literally saying, Rubes, get us out of this quicksand. That's how it felt to me also. Like I was just slowly sinking and sinking and sinking and feeling stuck and yee. Anyway, nearly said yee-haw. I definitely feel like that. Now I'm out of that. I don't need Instagram to launch so heavily at this time when it's not necessarily a key sales platform for me anymore. Now, you might be asking, where is my key sales platform? Da-da-da-da! For those of you that are my clients, you will know. Maybe you have observed this of me also. But I'm going to gatekeep that until that Instagram episode. How about that for incentive? We're going to go down there. But it's been awesome. A stream of new clients. It's been great. Sales have picked up a lot. On the flip side of things, profit has been an interesting one. So the profit levels in 2019, 2020, 2021 were really high, 60, 70% actually, because there wasn't a team. It was me and Michael and the tech, and whatever we decided to write off on the business, that was it. Since the business has been shifting and changing and growing up in order for it to scale, because I am already stamped in the world to be flow state business expert, all the wonderful things, a book is coming, speaking on stages is coming, etc. This stuff here is what I'll reflect back on. And you'll hear me saying in future episodes, back in 2023 and 2024, that's really when things started to turn around for me to scale to a $10 million business. This is it. I'm in that moment right now. But the profit levels have dropped because we've brought on key people in my team, full-time people in my team to help me really focus on the things that are in my zone of genius. And that's scary. You know, as an entrepreneur, it's like, my God, like I'm paying someone's salary now. And there's a lot of, you know, responsibility on my shoulders around that. You will not believe how many anxiety attacks that I've had around this and feeling like, oh my God, what if I can't keep up my sales in order to pay my staff? What if it just doesn't work out? And finding myself really in the shadows sometimes around, oh gosh, you know, maybe I can just do it all of my own. I can't, like there's no way I can. But why can't it just go back to 2019 and 2020 when things were simple? Well, think about it back then, Rubes. You weren't growing as much as you would have liked to. That's what I have to say to the past version of me. But actually, quite a key moment happened very recently. So what I have been also neglecting in one sense is a lot to do with my energetic well-being. And it's not like I'm not journaling and it's not like I'm not meditating, but even those things are shorter in practice because my client work has gone up and a lot of what I'm doing inside of the business has gone up. A lot of time that I would usually spend on myself going for blow dries and getting my eyelashes done, all those things, I have reinvested that back into the business for this season. And I haven't prioritized energetic well-being and health appointments in that respect. So haven't been going to as many massages, haven't been going to as many kinesiology sessions. I don't think I've been to a kinesiology session since my birthday in November. So now here we are, you know, in April. And I was in the car with my husband. He had a kinesiology session booked. And as we're driving there, it's about a 20-minute drive. He said to me, you know what? I feel quite good. I don't even actually even know what I'd be spending the time on in kinesiology, but I'll just go and get a tune-up. Anyway, in this car ride, he basically said, I really don't know. He kept saying, I don't know what I would be focused on. I feel great. I feel balanced. And I'm like, I don't really feel balanced. Like, I feel like, oh, there's so much stuff to get through and all these things. And he goes, babe, I really think you should go. And even as he said that, the day before I looked at the calendar and I knew that appointment was going to be mine. And I knew that Alicia, who is my kinesiologist, I knew that she knew it was going to be me too. And as soon as I walked in through her practice door, she's like, Ruby, like was so surprised, but also was like, I had you on my mind today. And I was like, I knew you knew it was going to be me. Anyway, it was such divine timing. So as I went in and had a chat to her about certain things, she really noticed that there was quite a few, oh, let's call it like resistance blocks, or at least like a heavy resistance energy that was building up inside of my system. And where it was sitting was very interesting, the positioning of it. I'd never really had something, you know, get stuck and resistant in this part of my body before. We did a whole bunch of muscle testing. The remedy was also very interesting for what was required for me. And I took two little sugar pills that sat under my tongue, but the pills were infused with this sort of energy. Anyway, the affirmation that I came out with that I really needed, and even now I'm saying it every single day, I've got it on my whiteboard. It says, I now no longer sabotage my advancement. I shine. I now no longer sabotage my advancement. I shine. And I say that every single morning now. And I just feel like the weight of the world has shifted from my shoulders. And of course, the kinesiology session was everything. And I'm back into regular energetic health appointments. Maybe this is your reminder also. Even through the busy seasons, we can do it, right? Like the 90 minutes was so needed for me. I came out of there feeling completely rewired, like exactly where I wanted to be. Oh, but one thing that's also been doing that I've been doing really well and I'm very proud of is going to the gym and starting proper tennis. I've been playing tennis once to twice a week. Not this week, unfortunately, because it has been raining cats and dogs for all of this week and I haven't been able to get out. But as soon as the sun comes back out, I am getting myself to lessons. I'm going to do a skills and drills lesson. I'm going to play with my dad, who's here for 3 months and he also loves tennis, play with my husband. Teddy's taking it up. So lots and lots of really cool things. And I found my club, which I'm so happy about. And then I'm also going to the gym like 2-3 times a week. And I have really enjoyed working on my body. I feel like it's been a very, very nice way to expend my energy. I feel really good afterwards. I feel very healthy at the moment. I am eating very well. I am drinking less alcohol, drinking less coffee overall. So it feels like a very good body time for me. The energetics, however, I need to come back to that space. And you know what? There's always going to be moments where it's like you can't get everything in full perfect balance. But if something's calling, like for me now, it's like my energetic health is going, help me, help. I see it. I feel it. And it helps appease a lot of the other things that I am, you know, was. I feel like I moved through it a lot faster. But a lot of the things around team growth and profitability, and I know all of that is flowing back in. But it's interesting. One thing that also I haven't really talked about so much on here, but I think a lot of you are wanting to know, and I've also had questions, is what has happened with my apparel brand, right? Like, so last year I started an affirmations apparel brand called XORL, and we had 2 drops of the merchandise and the clothing. So we did t-shirts, 2 rounds of t-shirts, hoodies, and a hats range, I think that, and key rings. Okay. So it has really been such an incredible experience. One thing I've learned, however, is apparel is no joke in terms of how much time you need to put into it, not just in terms of actually speaking to the suppliers and the wholesalers and getting it delivered and packing the orders and selling the actual thing and putting yourself out there and selling the brand and, you know, having the ads. You need ads that go behind it if you really want to sell it at scale. And then after all of that, the profitability is so, so, so low. Like the margin is so skinny. It doesn't help that I live in Australia and postage is literally like anywhere between $20 to $40 to post. And the t-shirt itself is like, you know, at cost price that. So it's tricky. And I'm not saying I'm not going to do it because it's still around and I want to give it the time that it deserves, but I don't know when the next drop is going to be. I definitely still want to run something really fun around it because we have such amazing stock that I need to spend time around it to create the campaign and to share it. But for now, a lot of my energy has gone into the coaching and mentoring and flow state business in order for the capital to be there so that I can continue doing fun side hustles, you know. And you know what's really interesting? I had a psychic reading done. And this psychic, I mean, like for the last 3 years, he's been my person. And he said to me, oh, the merchandise line that you're building will be more of a side hustle initially. And I remember feeling so pissed. Like, what are you talking about? I've just invested all this money into buying stock and you're saying it's going to be a side hustle and I have these big dreams. He's like, yeah, your education business, my coaching business, he goes, is requiring more energy from you right now. And when you set that up, it's going to set you up for even more success. And then that'll be a nice side hustle for you to have some creative ventures with. I totally see that now. But back then, I was so annoyed that that was the case. I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, it's been so nice to be able to share all the things around business and life and all the things that's been happening. If you do want me to create the podcast around if I were to only rely on Instagram right now, my business would be DEAD. Come and let me know on Insta. And by the way, I'm not saying that I'm not on it. I am, but I'm just using Instagram so differently now. It's like almost just casually mentioning what I've got. And, you know, if you want to join, join. But it's very much a connection platform for me. A lot of fun, a lot of sharing knowledge, a lot of sharing the things that's going on in my life. But I'm just not using it as heavily to sell in a very launchy way anymore. And it feels good to be here. That might change. That might change. All right, guys, if you love this episode, I would appreciate a couple of things. One is if you haven't left me a review on Apple, please, please do so. Even if you hit 5 stars and 1 sentence, it means the absolute world to me. Secondly, if you've listened to it, come on over to Instagram, DM me. I'm _RubyLee_, and just be like, hey, I've listened to your latest podcast. I loved it. Or these are follow-up questions that I have for you. Or this is what my takeaway was. I'm a manifesting generator. I love hearing from you guys. I need to respond to something. Give me something. So dramatic. Anyway, hope you love this one. Love a bit of a life update. And I'm also sending you the thanks back for listening in and allowing me to share what's going on, giving me the space to expend this energy out. And we'll be back to regular viewing in the next episode. Okay. Big love. Have the most flow state day. And I'll catch you in the next one. Bye, my loves.